Enterprise Florida was created in 1992 to help lure more businesses and thus more jobs to the state. The public-private partnership is governed by a board mostly made up of CEOs from companies that invest in Florida. It's that makeup that has drawn the ire of both right and left-leaning watchdogs. Integrity Florida founder Dan Krasner says a poor governing structure and lack of transparency makes Enterprise Florida and similar entities around the country rife with impropriety. Krasner says that means taxpayers aren't getting a good return on investment.
Enterprise Florida is less than halfway to its goal of 200,000 higher-paying high-tech jobs, supposedly by 2005. More than 60% of projects have produced zero jobs. More than 85% of projects are underperforming.
But Florida State University professor of urban and regional planning, Sam Staley, says it'll take more than economic data to force a change in policy. He says although ventures like Enterprise have been consistently shown to be ineffective, they have big political implications for state officials.
He perceived negative effects of not getting that one company and that ending up in the headlines of the Tallahassee Democrat or the Tampa Bay Times will create a political fallout that will be hard for an elected official, either a state representative or state senator or the governor, to really rebound from.
Integrity Florida's Krasner renewed calls for more accountability at the state's Economic Development Agency during a Wednesday conference call while announcing the release of a national study of privatized economic development conducted by the left-leaning group Good Jobs First. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank in Tallahassee.